Johnny Jett is the editor-in-chief of JohnnyJett.com, a leading travel information website. He's been to more than 60 countries and talks about his experiences around the globe on JohnnyJett.com. He has appeared more than almost 2,000 times in many publications, LA Times, Outside Magazine, USA Today. We could go on and on and on. He's been all over the world, and he is on the other end of our line. He's going to tell us how, he's going to answer those questions. How many times have you been on vacation and you've been glued to your phone or your laptop? In today's tech world, it's becoming more difficult to unplug and make the most of our free time, and Johnny Jett's going to tell us that. He's live this morning from Orlando. Johnny, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
All right. Is that your real name, Johnny Jett?
For today, it is.
How apropos. Tell us about a little bit more about your background and how you got into the business you're in.
Well, actually, I grew up in Connecticut, was always amazed with air travel, and I became afraid to fly when I was diagnosed with asthma when I was 17. And I got cured of my asthma, and I got over my fear of flying, and now it's tough to get me off of a plane.
Johnny, a new survey says that 30% of workers make plans to take their laptops to work on vacation. Why in the world will we do that?
Yeah, you know, I think we're all addicted to technology. I mean, listen, it's tough to walk down the street and not see someone looking into their phone. And actually, sometimes I see people walking in the polls. It's just, you know, work is no longer a 9-to-5 gig. It's really a 24/7. And so I think you feel like you're expected to, you know, respond to a text or an email or a phone call within, you know, minutes. And, you know, it's a bad habit. It's tough to break. And, you know, I don't even know if I can break it. But we got to try and do it.
Yeah, I had a friend who went to a recent youth basketball tournament in Chicago, and he took his laptop with him, and he couldn't get away from work. How do we break this habit and take time to unplug and unwind?
You know, I think one thing you need to do is set an out-of-office reply. So that way your friends and colleagues know that you're on vacation and you're not going to respond. So you don't have to worry about that. Also, when you're traveling, I would turn off your data and your cell if you want to bring your phone with you. First of all, especially if you're traveling internationally, you won't ring up any big bills. And secondly, that way, you know, you won't get the texts, you won't get the emails unless you're on Wi-Fi, and you definitely won't get phone calls. So I think that's a big thing. Also, you know, you can have your spouse or your loved one lock your phones in the safe in the hotel or your computer. Say, listen, you can't use it for this time period or the whole time. Or if you really have a problem, leave your stuff at home and just don't bring it.
Vacations can be very expensive. What tips do you have to help us save money on our next trip or maybe take a little getaway more often?
Well, you know, my best advice is for everyone to sign up to every single airline, cruise line, hotel, car rental, travel experts newsletter, and also follow them on Facebook and Twitter, because a lot of these companies offer special deals where you need to register for a certain promotion. For example, IHG, which has brands such as Holiday Inn and Crowne Plaza, has a deal right now where if you register on their website, and you book two consecutive weekend nights, they'll give you a $75 gift card that can be used anywhere, not just at their hotels. And all it takes is literally just a few minutes to sign up, and all these different deals are around everywhere. You just need to find them.
We may get more spam and more emails than we want, but I think what you're saying is to get the best price, you just need to take the time to look around.
Yeah, I mean, before you travel, you should sign up to these different newsletters. That way, while you're traveling, you're not getting them. But and you can also set filters, so that way, you know, you can quickly scan them all. But that's the way to find the best deals, or just sign up to, you know, a few people who aggregate them.
All right.
And for that deal, you can go to ihg.com/get75, by the way.
All right. I know that you are working with a special promotion with Intercontinental Hotels Group. Tell us about it.
Yeah, actually, right now I'm working on their group, their deal, which is, you know, you spend two consecutive weekend nights and you will get a $75 prepaid gift card for registering online at ihg.com/get75.
All right. And before I let you go, Johnny, the price of airline tickets seems to just continue to climb. How do you see this for the rest of this year?
You know, there are still deals to be found, but, you know, I think because of the high air fuel price right now and limited capacity, the prices are going to continue to go up. But, you know, just a few days ago, I found a deal from L.A. to Peru for $234 round trip. Now, that's unheard of. You can't even take a taxi, you know, from New York to the airport, basically, for half that.
How did you find that?
Again, I signed up to every different newsletter, and it was in there. And I followed them. That was on Twitter. I found it on Twitter. And so, you know, those deals only last a few hours. That's why I'm telling you it's important to follow certain people on Twitter or Facebook or sign up to their newsletters.
All right. And folks who want to learn more about Johnny Jet, just go to johnnyjet.com, and he'll have all kinds of travel information there for you. Johnny, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.